dramatic climaxes. In truth, it is like this. You cannot imagine how time can be so still. It hangs. It weighs. And yet there is so little of it. It goes so slowly. And yet it is so scarce. If I were writing this scene, it would last a full 15 minutes. I would lie here, and you would sit there. Not to worry. Brevity is the soul of wit. But if you think 8 months of cancer treatment is tedious for all of you, consider how it feels to play my part.
Many people who've seen Wit on stage talk about how it reminds them of the experience of someone they love who had cancer and chemotherapy. And I'm wondering if you had associations like that.
Oh, without question. You know, my mother died of cancer, and my wife and I had a very close friend who died very young of cancer last year, and we were there for all of it with him and his wife. And of course, the play strikes that note, and then also your own death. You know, it suggests that unavoidably.
Had you seen Wit on stage, and I'm wondering why you wanted to do a film adaptation of it?
Well, I wanted to do the film adaptation of it because Emma asked me if I wanted to, and then the moment she asked me, I saw it with her and thought it was a very good idea. I had seen it on stage and liked it very much, and it sort of scared me, too. And that was interesting when Emma said, what about us doing it? I can't shoot a movie unless I see it in some way, but this I saw very quickly.
Did you and Emma Thompson, during the filming of Wit, talk a lot about cancer or about death or the death of loved ones, or did you just go about doing the work?
We really just figured out where we wanted to do scenes and whether we wanted to do them fast or slow or loud or soft. I mean, I'm oversimplifying, but it was very much about how we would do it. We talked, you know, in great detail in the beginning in our workshop and in our rehearsals about, oh, things like feeling in control with people and losing control and having no, losing yourself when you're being rolled around in those hospitals and ignored, and the x-ray technician who never meets your eye and so forth. Those things were very important to us to nail, and those depersonalizing aspects of healthcare as it is right now. But our own relationship to death and those we know who have died, we told a few stories. We had a few grudges against doctors and told why. I told her I remembered my friend who died the year before. He and his wife, when he found out he could have no more chemo, he said to the doctor, how long do I have? And the doctor said, I hate it when people ask me that. And that, in some ways, was part of my inspiration for Wit altogether. That he really thought it was about, the doctor really thought it was about how he felt when somebody asked him that. But by and large, we just did what we had to do to get the scenes done.
Why did you get into directing? You started off as a performer, doing comedy. Why did you want to go behind the camera?
Well, I didn't want to stay a performer. I mean, it's not that it came up that much. I think that as a performer, I was something of a director. You know, there were two of us performing, and I was, always bossing her around a little bit. But also, I never really was crazy about what performing brought out in me, more of the baby. And I feel like directing brings out the daddy in me.